The question today is, why do some who say they're saved try to get me to abandon my dress standards and dress like they do? Well, I'd say, first of all, the reason anyone would want to get you to dress like they do if they're dressing wrongly, and in the case of this question, I understand the one who asked it, I understand the one who made this statement, and the reason they do that, they say they're saved, but they're bothered because they're not dressing according to biblical standards. And so when you dress, the person who asked the question, if they dress according to the biblical standards, then those that don't dress according to biblical standards will have a tendency to try to pull you down and cause you to dress like they dress. That's so that they won't feel guilty about what they know they're not practicing. They're bothered by your dress, by your separation in that sense. Now, I'm not talking about being legalistic with an old rotten attitude of a holier than thou. If you've got that, then you're wrong in that. Anyone's wrong in that. And that's what a lot of people have because it's only on the outside. The Bible says, cleanse first that which is inside. It's what Jesus told the Pharisees, that the outside may be clean also. You see, if God's cleaned the inside, He will clean the outside and cause you to dress according to Bible standards. And if you fail to do that, you're going to be bothered inside. I'm talking about your conscience will bother you because there's been a standard already applied to your conscience. And as a result, you'll be bothered when you see someone else who dresses properly according to Bible standards, and you'll try your best to they'll try their best to get you to withdraw from that Bible standard so that they will make them feel better. It's kind of like what I've used so many times, what we call the ladder of success. If you're on the ladder of success, if you'll always pull up on the person behind you and always push up on the person in front of you, then you'll always have somebody pushing up on you from behind and pulling up on you from in front. And that's a better way to live. But if you're always pulling down on the person in front of you and pushing down on the person behind you, then in a sense you're always going to have somebody pushing you back down and also pulling you back down from behind. And that's what these people who do have. They've already come to a standard of dress. They know what the Bible says. They've maybe even at one time practiced that, but now they've turned back and gone back to the old style, the styles of the world and that type thing. And so they want you to dress like they do instead of them dressing like the Bible said, because it makes them feel better. Really what it amounts to, they say they're saved, they've got liberty in Christ. The Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1, He said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." In other words, when a person is saved and grace is applied to his life, then he has a liberty in Christ. And what happens is many times people have turned that liberty into a license to sin. And the Lord warned us that through Paul to the church at Galatia in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 13. He said, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." In other words, don't use your liberty for a license to sin. And that's what many have done. They've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. Jude says this in the book of Jude, just the verse number 4. "For there are certain men crept in unawares, unnoticed, who before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, in the last days, and this is the last days of the last days, but in the last days there's those who will try to, they've turned their grace or their liberty. We're in the age of grace. We're not under law, they'll say. And as a result, they'll say that they've got liberty to dress this way. And we don't have to adhere to any standards. Well, I'll tell you, that's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. And you know what lasciviousness is? The word it says in the dictionary, looks it up, it means a tendency to excite lust and promote irregular indulgence. It refers to one who acknowledges no restraint. It means to refuse to acknowledge the authority of God's Word, is what it amounts to. And that's exactly what people are doing when they dress like they want to instead of like God said for them to do. Now, the Bible lays down some standards about dress. I mean, it tells us in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 9, where it says, in like manner. Now, that in like manner, it means to apply back to the men that it spoke of in verse number 8, and how they were to pray and lift up holy hands. And the only way you can lift up holy hands is to have on the proper dress according to God's Word. So it applies to men and it applies to women. But it said in verse 9, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, and not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Now, what that's saying is that you ought to dress in modest apparel. With shamefacedness and sobriety. And that word sobriety means basically with common sense. Folks, there's a lot of things that people wear out here that's not common sense. It's not glorifying God's temple. You see, if you're saved, you're the temple of God, and you need to cover that body that's the temple properly, like God said. And if you fail to dress according to God's Word, then you expose the curves of your body, ladies. You're causing men. You're inciting lust. It's lasciviousness. You're causing men to lust after you, and it's not right for you to do such. You shouldn't do that. And listen, God made you for one man, not for the world. So when you dress, you ought to dress according to God's standards when you go out in the world. And in other words, not exposing the nakedness of your flesh. And so we're in a mess today in this country, but yet people want to wear items of clothing that are too tight, whether it be a dress or whether it be pants on women, and they expose their body, curves and whatnot, and it causes men to look and lust, and it's not right to do that. And in the case of this question, that was exactly what they were trying to do. These have said, we're saved, and we've got liberty to do this. We can dress in however we want to. We can wear blue jeans. The girls could do that. And they were trying to get this person to follow along because it would make them feel better if they did that, you see. And so, therefore, it's not right to do that. That's lasciviousness. You cannot turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. Now, there's a ditch. We use this principle many times. There's a ditch of liberalism that I grew up in myself. And that ditch of liberalism is motivated by lust. And it's wrong. And yet, when I came out of that liberalism, I came, swerved across the road into another ditch called legalism, a bunch of do's and don'ts and rules and regulations. And that ditch is motivated by law. Now, you realize something. Most of what's in the ditch of legalism is proper. It's correct. But we've got the wrong attitude about that, the legalist has. And I had that myself. But see, when God works in your heart, pulls you up in liberty in the middle of the road, that's not a compromising position, but it pulls you in liberty, and that liberty is motivated by love, loving the Lord Jesus, and in turn loving others. And if you really love the Lord properly, you won't want to do things that would cause a stumbling block to others, let alone like the question was, why do some who say they're saved try to get me to abandon my dress standards and dress like they do? They wouldn't do that if they really loved the Lord like they should, but they're blinded and deceived in that sense. And so therefore, they try to pull those around them down and cause them. And old flesh wants to do that, wants to go along. You see, your flesh don't want to be different. It wants to go along. You see, the Lord's a God of originality. The devil is the one who's a copycat. And therefore, the world is copycatting the devil. And many people want to go with the styles of the world and do what the world does just simply to make to fit in. But you need to be an individual. God made you an individual. You're original. God made you that way. No two snowflakes are the same. No two blades of grass the same. No two individuals the same. And yet you need to walk in the standards of God's Word and for as your dress is concerned, so that you'll not be a stumbling block to others. And anyone who tries to pull you down in that, or they're just wanting to make themselves feel better, wanting to make themselves look better, and where they can sleep with their conscience, their guiltiness of their conscience, and make them feel better because they've got you now in their boat. They've got you doing the same thing. I know whenever I came out of the ditch of legalism and got up in the middle of the road in liberty, and not talking about using your liberty for a license to sin or lasciviousness, but you get in the middle of the road, you'll have both sides, both ditches will call you the opposite ditch. For instance, the liberals still call you a legalist because you're more separated than they are. And the legalists will call you a liberal because you don't have the same old rotten attitude that the legalist has. And so as a result, you're in trouble. You can't satisfy anybody. You're a loner a lot of times. And we, as the flesh, don't like to be a loner. And so therefore, we need to be what God wants us to be. We need to come to the place that God does the work. You see, if you're really saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside of that person that is saved. I'll put it that way. And John 16:13 says that He, the Holy Spirit, will guide you into all truth. You don't even have to have me to tell you how to dress and how to walk and how to act. If you've been saved, you'll know that. I don't care what you used to do. I heard a story down in Haiti, or Haiti, however you would say that country, that down there, of course, a lot of times the women go topless, and it's just a standard of the country. And yet they had someone sometime that was come to a service and was said they were saved, and the next night they came back with a dress on, and the preachers didn't even have to say anything to that individual. Why? The Holy Spirit of God who lives inside told them they needed to cover up their flesh and dress right according to God's standards. And the Holy Ghost done that. So you've got somebody living inside that will guide you into all truth. Now, you ask the question, why do some who say they're saved try to get me to abandon my dress standards and dress like they do? Well, they're bothered and they want to pull you down on their level, and they've turned the grace of God in their liberty into a lasciviousness or a license to sin. But the bottom line is they are not saved if they can continue that way. Bible says very plainly in the book of 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, verse number 9, He said, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin." Now, that don't mean you live sinless, but that word commit is a continuous action verb. It means anyone who's saved does not practice sin naturally. In other words, a continuous habitual lifestyle. And if a person can do that and dress contrary to what God's Word said, in other words, lasciviousness, refusing to acknowledge God, the authority of God's Word, then the bottom line is they've never been saved. And somebody needs to pray for them that they might be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.